It is good that we are here. It was a good day for our parish. We had a very nice fall picnic. I was very excited for candy bar bingo until I got crushed. I was looking forward to those junior mints. They're very refreshing, but such is the will of God. But it was good. It was good to see the parish gather. It was good to see the Christian community. When I was praying with the various readings this week, it was the entrance antiphon which actually struck me. And so if you were still kind of coming into Mass or weren't paying attention, I will reread it for you. It says, "Within your will, O Lord, all things are established, and there is none that can resist your will. For you have made all things, the heaven and the earth, and all that is held within the circle of heaven. You are the Lord of all." As is commonly the case with sacred scripture, there's actually a lot packed into that verse. A lot that we can learn about God and that teaches us a certain spiritual lesson. The first thing is it references the fact that God is the creator of all things. By his will, he created. He was not necessitated to create us. He does not need us. That's the constant theme he is telling Israel in the gospel, or in the prophet of Isaiah. "I do not need you. I freely created you." He created us to share his own blessed life with us. He was infinitely happy and perfect and blessed in himself. But in his plan of sheer goodness, he created man to share with us his own blessed life. The Greeks used to say that goodness is diffusive of itself. What they meant by that is people that are good and things that are good naturally have a desire to share that goodness. We see that with people, those good people who are always helping, always sharing. And so God, the infinite good, shared that goodness, that happiness, that life with us and created the universe. We also know from sacred scripture that God not only created, he also sustains his creation. As Paul says in the Acts of the Apostles, "In him we live, we move, and we have our being." And the Book of Wisdom says, "Nothing would endure if God did not will it." The antiphon also mentions the will of God. It says, "There is none that can resist your will." That is his omnipotence, the fact that he is all-powerful. As Gabriel said to Our Lady, nothing is impossible with God. And as the psalm says, God does whatever he wills. You can also add to that that God is all-knowing. He is the one who searches hearts and minds, as Jeremiah says. As the Epistle to the Hebrews says, all things are bare and exposed to his eyes. We should also add to that that God cares about his creation. He creates, he sustains, he knows about it, but he also cares for it. That was a big emphasis of Jesus talking about his heavenly Father. When he says, even the hairs on your head are counted. For some of us, that's a lot. For some of us, not so much. But God knows all things is the point, and that he cares about all things. Peter says in his epistle, cast all your cares upon God because he cares for you. So he creates, he sustains. He is all powerful in his will. He accomplishes what he wills. He is all-knowing and he cares. He knows the hearts and the minds of his creatures. He knows our crosses. He knows the chaos in our lives. He knows those wounds that we have, and he cares about them. And so all of that should lead us to what the saints call an abandonment to divine providence. We throw ourselves into the abyss of the goodness of God. We cast ourselves into the abyss, which is the wisdom of God. And we let go. We trust in his providence. We trust that, as Paul says, all things work for good for those who love God. We know that he cares. We know that he's all powerful, and we know that he sustains us. And so we can let go of our own wills and our own knowledge and hand them over to him. I think that is one of the messages of the cross. even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of the fact that people were trying to kill his only beloved son, even in the midst of this great evil act, killing the Son of God, God's plan is not thwarted. Humans do not derail what God wants. We don't have that power over him. So while they are seemingly wrecking God's plan by killing our Lord, they're in fact fulfilling it. God brings forth in that great period of darkness the salvation of the world, which is what he desires. It is what he desires for each one of us. And so what we have to do in our spiritual life then is we have to go into the Garden of Gethsemane with our Lord. We have to go in there and hand ourselves over. Just as the evening before he died, he handed himself over to his Father. He says, "Father, not my will, but yours be done." He knew what was going to happen. He knew what they would do to him. But he hands himself over to God. He hands over his will, his intellect, and his body. And that is what we have to do when we abandon ourselves to divine providence. We can trust God because we know he desires good for us. We know that his desire is to share his own life with us. We know that he sustains us. We know that he created us. And we know that he guides all things according to his will. And we know that he cares. And so we can let go. What I have found in my own spiritual life is when God asks me to sort of abandon something to him, to hand it over to him, to let go of it, my first response is inevitably, no, I'm fine. I'll keep that one. And then it kind of goes along for a while, and then he asks me again. And usually once again I say, no, I'm fine. I'll hold on to that. I'll keep control over that. And eventually, it usually takes God a while because I'm stubborn, he can break through the hardness of my heart. And I finally let go of what he has asked me to let go of. And then I have peace. The peace which only God can give. I cannot give myself perfect peace because I'm not really in control of anything. But God can give me peace. His wisdom, his goodness, his power can give us that peace which surpasses all understanding. If we just abandon ourselves to his providence, to his goodness, to his wisdom, to his power.